Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. What a great day. It's going to be hot again. And speaking of hot, here's Frosty.
Good morning.
Hey, what's tonight, Frosty?
It's that show of those guys.
Those guys with the long beards.
Yeah, I'm not close to them yet.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Well,
I wanted to try it, but I don't think I could handle it.
Well, your beard's growing. But, you know, they are a hot act. And speaking of a hot act, here's Linda.
We saw them at Sturgis last year.
Let me tell you.
Yep. And, of course, Sturgis at the, okay, what's the name of the campground?
It was the Buffalo Chip.
The Buffalo Chip. Okay. It was the first time I had ever been to Sturgis. And here, you're standing the whole time. Great. It's in the campground. Of course, it's in the dirt. And it was muddy because it was raining. And there's motorcycles that are revving their engines and burning rubber.
No, they weren't burning rubber. They were burning their engines out.
Well, whatever they were doing.
They were sitting out there revving them up.
It was smoke. That's all I know.
Well, yeah, you were watching the pistons just eat away.
But these guys were great. They were wonderful. And here they are in Redding tonight. And people thought, well, we could hear that around the station. I don't know. You know, do you think they're going to... Do you think people are going to spend $77? Boom, they sold out in, what, a week?
Something like that.
Four
and I tell
days?
You what, I tell you, I'm not even going to tell you how much we paid because it was a lot less than that. And we were a lot closer to them, and they played for like an hour and a half. And they, it's like he says, you know, we've been doing this for 40 years, playing the same three chords.
How many people are at Sturgis can really fit into the Buffalo?
Oh,
chip?
And that spot right there?
Yeah.
They probably had, you know, 5,000 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it makes up. Hey, let's go to the phones. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Buff.
Mr. Carl Bott and Linda. Linda, awesome show the other night.
Thank you. We are on the phone with Joe Adamson, who always calls Tuesday morning with the fitness tip. Good morning, and what's the tip today?
Well, you know what? I wanted to go with Carl's theme and talk about the good guys against the bad guys. When it comes to sleep, it's good guys and bad guys, too. And, you know, sleep can have as much impact on our workouts as what we do in our workouts. Sleep's good for the brain, but it's also very, very, very important for the body. And there's a lot of hormonal activity that goes on when we sleep. And I look at it, I'm going to oversimplify this, but there's a lot of really good hormones that help with muscle building and fat burning and appetite control and so forth. And then there's the bad guys that want to put down the fat deposits and carb cravings and things. And we've really got to get that deep sleep. We've got to get 8 hours of sleep to really help those good guys out. So that's what I want to encourage people to do. These days it seems like everybody's a little on the sleep deprived side. So start with planning 8 hours of sleep a night.
You know, Joe, I've heard that too, is that, you know, people that have some sleeping problems, don't get enough sleep, also can start to have weight problems.
Absolutely.
So,
Carl, you don't get 8 hours.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to do with you getting up every 3 hours to get a drink of water.
Yeah, I know. How do you do that? Because I do get thirsty through the night.
Well, you can actually get up in the night, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're not getting any quality sleep. I just talked with Dr. Trevor this morning, a sleep specialist. He said those first few hours are your very most important hours. So if you're getting 2 or 3 hours of deep sleep, you get up, grab a drink of water, go back to bed, get some more sleep. That doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to benefit from good sleep.
That's probably why Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore slept in separate beds.
Oh, I'm sure that was it. Who'd want to be in bed with Mary Tyler Moore back when she was in her 20s?
Hey, Joe. Okay, well, that's great. Thank you. It just comes down to 8 hours and all the things. Get your eight in and all the good things that the 8 hours can do.
Absolutely. Take care, you guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe Adamson from Adamson Peak Performance on Bocelli in the Yaks, in the Yaks shopping center. Yeah, it's right, not right next to Yaks. It's been
also
pointed out, but it's next to Yaks.
Well, it's next to that. I wish I knew the exact name of it. It's like the secondhand store that's got great stuff in it.
Yeah, it's for a Christian thing.
Yeah.
Carlin DeBott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, we're using our bump music there. It's a ZZ Top. You know, the Bearded Wonders. You know, we had a guest today, Patrick Jones. It's not here. Hi, Patrick. Oh, Patrick's not here. So if any of you all get a chance, call Jones Fort. Ask Patrick why he's not down here with us.
I wonder if he ran out of gas.
Who knows? But luckily, the Obama administration, the Assembly of California and Redding itself has given us more than ample topics for discussion today. But before we do that, let's go to Diane. Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Diane.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to compliment you on that absolutely marvelous show that you put on the other night. You know, you have such a range. Your voice has such a massive range. And it's the first time I've ever heard you sing. And it was absolutely mind-boggling. And I am so happy that I went and saw your wonderful talent. And everybody else that was in that show was absolutely magnificent, too. So I just wanted to tell you that you just made my whole day. And I'm just looking forward to your show. And I've heard a lot of people talking about how wonderful you are, your talent is, and your voice is. And I finally got to hear it. And all those other actors in the show were really great, too. That tribute that, Carl, you did to the, those troops, the different troops of Germans and the Americans that sang Silent Night. They had a truce, I guess.
Yeah, it was during the First World War. Yeah.
Yes, and it just touched my heart. And so deeply. And anyway, I just wanted to thank you for putting on such a absolute great, great show.
Well, thank you, Diane. That makes my day, because after it's like it's almost like the postpartum blues that you go through. I mean, it's such a push. It's such a huge undertaking, not only for myself, but all the people involved. And so afterwards, you kind of crash. So you keep, what you do is you keep give me the beauty of the energy of what it takes to do something that's so far beyond me. And so my curiosity is, what made you decide to go buy a ticket? We don't know each other. I don't think we've ever met. Maybe we've met on somewhere, but do we know each other, Diane?
No. I go to Tobacco and Brew quite often to buy cigarettes, and they usually have a picture of you and Carl on their window.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to a few of them in there, and they just can't say enough good about you guys. And also, you know, your magnificent talent that you have, and I just had to take the advantage of being able to go and see you. It's the first time I have, and I don't know how often you've performed here in Reading, but that experience for me was absolutely, I mean, you just put everything you had into that, I know, and everybody else, I mean, they work so, so hard, and I can't imagine what, you know, it takes to do such a huge undertaking like that, to put on such an absolutely magnificent performance.
Well, thank you, Diane, and we just appreciate your call so much, and we want to thank everybody who attended, because we raised money, a nice amount of money, so that we can make DVDs and CDs and send them to the troops. And we'll be, during our show here in the next couple months, you'll be hearing about how we'll be putting together groups of people that can put together care packages with the names of our troops that are serving overseas at Christmas time. So, Diane, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You're welcome, and they're going to absolutely love it. It's going to just brighten up their whole experience. You know, whatever they're going through over there, when they see that tape, they're just going to be so happy and grateful that you did this.
Thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. Okay, did you get your love fest for the day? But you know what? It was like you said, there's so many people and they're all locals. And the thing is, it wasn't like you have Bruce Hornsby come in here, take his thousands and thousands of dollars and then leave the place. Yeah, he's a good, you know, he's a talent. Everybody here that was in there for that show was a local. All the people that came up to see this stayed in hotels and bed and breakfasts and they ate around here and the people here. So, you know, and then money went back into our theater. You know, it was a completely local production. Some people thought you'd brought other, you know, people in. You were going to bring in, you know, band members or something from L.A. or something, but you didn't. You know, the Everybody. Whole thing. Okay. When we come back, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start rocking with the email debacle, the healthcare. Then we're going to start talking about, gee, I guess some people do get raises when you work for the legislature. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, Newstalk 1400s, and you know what? ZZ Top. Okay, something happened last week, and I was telling you about it, that how I got a email from the White House. Mr. Axelrod sent me one, and, you know, about healthcare. It was unwanted. I hadn't asked for it. I hadn't even given him my address. So how did they get my address? I was wondering if I was one of that group that Linda and I were, somebody sent in our names to the White House because
we've been to the White House.
Because I may have, well, yeah, but President Obama has not invited us to the White House. Okay. You know, I don't know why. You know, we've been fair with that man. But the White House said they did not send emails to anyone that had not requested it. Not so fast. But then they said they were sent, but somebody else must have given them the names and they will. And they can't answer about what they're doing with all the emails sent to them, you know, with people's names. Is there a list of people that they're keeping? I mean, how hard is that to answer? Are you keeping a list of people that whose other people sent their names to you because they might have said something fishy? That's a yes or no answer, isn't it? I would think it is. Anyway, the White House is kind of embroiled in that. And anyway, over this, now the White House has actually shut down that electronic tip box. Remember that woman came out and said, send us all the things about being fishy? They've shut that down. And so the emails, you know, if you send the email to that address now, they come back with a message. The email addresses you just sent a message to us no longer is in service. So now, with that in mind, let's go to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. Yeah, thank you for going over that again. What Friday when you was talking, I was wondering why, and I'll take my answer on off the air. I just got two quick questions. Number one, why would it be so important for the present administration to ask that particular question? Do you think President Obama is a citizen of the United States? And what I want, that's one. And number two, was there, they had a yes box, you said, but was there a no box and an undecided box? And in that, would it not be a possibility to go on emailing that back in, you could actually wind up on another list?
Okay. All right, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Here's my chance to apologize to everybody. You know, and I thought I had done that. When I said that to get to unsubscribe to that email from the White House, which you can do. The only thing you have to do is hit unsubscribe, and they unsubscribe you. And I don't know if that's a word, but that's the word they use from the White House. Anyway, I said that the only way you can unsubscribe is to agree that President Obama was born in the United States. You know, it was kind of a joke. But it wasn't, I guess, real funny because other people thought that was pretty serious, and which kind of tells you it's indicative of, you know, indicative of how people feel about this administration, that they actually distrust it so much already that when you say something like that, you know, in a humorous vein, because Bill's not the only one. I had emails from people because they said that, you know, this kind of went around saying, you know, hey, did you ever get an email? And I said, yeah, I got an email. And I said the same thing. And then, you know, a buddy of mine I've known a long time, he said, is that true? And I said, no, I was just kidding. And he said, yeah, he said, that shows you where we're at.
Carl, yeah. We have the perfect example of what we just went through. Here we were in a beautiful creative mode, and we had conservatives and we had liberals. We had people on all sides. And what I'm saying is that in the process of putting together this concert that we were so involved with, people are shaken. Bottom line, both sides. shaken, tired of Republican, tired of Democrat, tired of people not being able to come to the middle of our country and sit down and agree about what's best for all of us. And that's the bottom line. Right now, our country is feeling like the ground is not what we had thought it was. And we could go on and on what's happened in the last 3 or 4 months of why people are feeling like they're trying to catch their breath.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We've got to take a break. John's on the line, and we'll get to John right after the break, because I know your question has to do with the city council recall. John, that's going to take more than just like 20 seconds. So, you know, and you're right. And I think, you know, and I can, you know, when people say, how come all this anger is at these town hall meetings? We're going to talk about that too, because I think I know what the answer is on that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. Ooh, ZZ Top is in town. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. We're great. How are you? What's on your mind?
Couldn't be more fantastic. What's on my mind is the Reading Searchlight editorial this morning that was claiming the recall of Councilman Dickerson and Stegall is about revenge, not correcting the leadership problems in our city government.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was a little put off by this. The reason that I understand the recall got started more than anything else was Dickerson and Stegall voting against the cap on salaries and benefits for city employees. They felt the 73% was too limiting for the compensation giveaway that the city's operating under right now.
As opposed to 95%.
Exactly, right. Exactly. And I don't know, it seems like to me that it's time for some fiscally responsible replacements for those two who will understand. I mean, 73% is too high as far as I'm concerned. At this point, we should be backtracking and doing a review of salaries and see what we can do to correct the situation that they have going there right now. 73% is out of hand. It just leaves too little of the tax base to take care of the city.
Well, you know, this is something that you know, we need to have our elected officials in on, because it seems like most of the money, or a large percentage of the money at the national, state, and local levels go to retirement packages and these types of packages for former government employees.
Right, and it's out of hand.
Well, I think it all needs to be looked at. You know, as I've said, I don't have too much of a problem giving really good pay to our firefighters and our policemen, have to kick in doors and, you know, go do things. But I think there has to be a cap. I think we need to be reasonable about what they should be expecting as a retirement package. I mean, you can spend 30 years in the Marine Corps, be deployed probably a third of that time, you know, be in a number of conflicts, and the very most you'll ever get is 75%.
Absolutely.
And Medicare. So, yeah. You know, and that, you know, Medicare. Yeah, right. Okay, John.
Well, listen, before I go, I want to say one other thing about permission-based email. I happen to have worked in the email broadcasting business for a while. Actually, I had a partnership in it. And, you know, there is multiple sources of how they come up with this permission-based stuff. And Bill was absolutely right. You can go in and unsubscribe, and it actually puts you on another list to be broadcast to.
Well,
those who unsubscribed.
Well, that's a scary thing, because the thing is how did, first of all, they came to me on our Free Fire Radio site from Axelrod, and then it said unsubscribe, and, you know, so I hit that and immediately said I was. But I've thought about that, because other times, all of a sudden, I start getting other mail. I mean, one of these days, we're going to do a segment on the types of email I get in my junk mail.
Absolutely. And if you go to this unsubscribe listing concept, they can write to you on that basis. We understand that you recently unsubscribed to this particular thing. However, blah, 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 blah.
You probably didn't mean
right?
that, did you? Yeah.
It's nonsense. And it's chasing the tail.
Yeah. You know, and then Charter Communications had a rolling blackout yesterday that made me crazy.
Yeah, made everybody crazy.
Yeah, and then you couldn't even call because the line was busy. But then again, you know, somebody wrote a really good thing. If you want to talk about raising some funds for the city, one of the bloggers in there said, if the city of Reading wasn't run, okay, I'm not going to read that part, they'd start a city-run internet utility. Other brave, smart, forward-looking, thinking cities that have done this are offering 20 megabit speed with 60 TV channels for $60 a month. You know, so, you know, I want to look into that too, because that seems, you know, another way of raising some money for the city.
And a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Have a good day, Carl.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. We're going to be talking. We've got phone lines got all lit up here about town hall meetings and, you know,
it is tonight,
city of Reading
by the way.
Employees like that.
It is tonight at Simpson College.
Right.
I got an email that it was tomorrow night, but it is tonight.
It is tonight. Congressman Herger is going to be out at Simpson at the gymnasium. It goes from 7 to 8:30, plus the city council meets tonight. And they're going to be talking about the city employees and cuts. And we're going to be having the police on here next week, I believe, to be able to talk about this. Let's go back for a second to Sacramento. All right, you know, Sacramento, as you all know who have listened to us, Sacramento is being one of my favorite places to ignore.
Excuse me.
The legislators.
Okay.
Not the people, but legislators. I mean, not all the legislators, but the ones like this. We're in trouble in California. Has anybody noticed that with money? And people are losing their jobs, they're losing their homes, everything. And so what does the California Assembly do? 87 staff members receive raises totaling more than $430,000 on an annual basis. Even as they're laying people off, pay cutting, cutting out money for education, cutting out money for seniors, cutting out money for the state parks, which actually makes money for the state, they give $430,000 in raises for 87 people. Now, the Senate, however, they got theirs under control. They only gave 9 staff members a boost in pay, which would be $152,000 a year. So, you know
what? So what are you saying?
So what I'm saying is this shows a total lack of respect and a total lack of compassion for what the hell's going on in our state. They turn around, they make all these cuts. And what happens is, oh, let's make a cut here. We have to cut here. We have to cut all these things out. Oh, wait a minute. But not us. We're not cutting our pay. And now we're going to give raises to our staff members, including the secretary or the leader of the assembly. She's got like 8 members of this group work for her. But they deserve it.
Do you feel, okay.
I feel betrayed.
I was going to say, do you
worried,
feel?
Worried, bewildered.
Okay. I was going to say disrespected.
Well, that's it. I mean, you know,
there's a thing for me that when I feel disrespected, it's a disgust.
Well, I'm disgusted with them anyway. How can anybody not be disgusted with our state assembly? How can anybody not be disgusted with the Senate? How can I not be disgusted with the way we do business down in Sacramento?
Okay.
Somebody tell me how you cannot be disgusted.
Who agreed to the raise? Somebody
the assembly did. They had
okay,
to
but
vote
somebody,
that.
Somebody. It's okay. So it's
Democrats.
So it's a major vote.
Democrats.
It's not one person that says okay.
They you know what they do is they do it. It's kind of. I'm sure there's some kind of sleight of hand there that they sneak it in and they you know so they can't be seen to vote on it. But you know you still get $450,000. You know, so that's a total of over $500,000 going to pay raises for people down in Sacramento. When we're cutting out teachers up here.
Or parks.
Or money to the elderly. How about cutting out this plan that that paid the property taxes of our elderly that had, you know, that then the state would get the money back when they sold the property. They cut that out. They say, $500,000 here, $500,000 there, you know, guess what? It adds up.
I think when we hear about statistics like this or we read about the fact that someone's getting a raise as we feel like we're going into bankruptcy as far as our state is concerned, we feel like the people who represent us aren't being a team. We all are in California. We all share water and land, and we all need to take cuts and take responsibility and cut back and think in terms of what we have to do in order to live on a budget.
No. We don't. They don't see. They don't need a budget because they can continue to raise taxes or try to. See, there's the problem with the government single payer health plan at the national level. They don't have to run it like a business because they can continually tax us, which is one of the problems people have. Even though it looks like they may be backing off on the single payer plan, but that's even left more problems. But we got to take a break. We got the phone lines lit up, so you all can rant also. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Lindebaugh here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. The phones are lit up. Let's get to line one.
John, good morning.
Morning, John.
John.
How you doing?
Yeah, fine, John. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
We're great.
Well, you know, we're here. Your turn. You know what? I had my rant. It's your turn.
I know. It's crazy. But I got, I'm a retired lineman from the city of Reading.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that what's being done in the electric department, the bad rap that these guys are getting. They're the seventh most dangerous job in the world, and we have a lot of respect for the police and fire.
Yeah.
But in return, you know, our job's a lot dangerous. Those guys won't touch any power lines. When it's 115, 120 degrees out, those guys are out working the power line night when it's storming and raining. And they're, as right now, they have no contract. And we understand that there's a lot of problems. People are being laid off. But we're 24% below scale compared to Trinity, Wapa, and Shasta Lake City.
24% less than they make then.
That's 24% below.
Okay.
And so now the guys, they negotiate for all their benefits.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've taken pay cuts for their retirement, for their medical, and in return, they're so far down in wages that what do we do? What do those guys do for themselves now? They want to take away retirement medical for the new hire, but when you do that, you cut the yards in half. So now you have guys that have medical retirement, and the new guys that will come in will soon leave because they'll have no medical retirement.
So you're saying the ones that are coming in, that when they're paying for them, that pays really for the ones that went before them, almost like Social Security. Is that what you're saying?
No, we don't pay the cities. They don't pay Social Security.
Well, no,
they don't have Social
I know.
Security.
But you said if you don't have the young ones in paying, that it affects the other ones?
No, what happens, Carl, is that when they cut the yard in half, now the city wants them not to have medical retirement
right.
for their new hires, okay?
Right.
So what's going to happen is, one, you're going to have controversy in the yard.
Okay.
Two, the new guys that come in will stay 5, 6, maybe 10 years, then they'll have to leave because they're going to have to find medical retirement. So now
okay,
you've got
I understand
another
now.
Huge turnaround.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does now. I was trying to figure out what you were talking about when it came to yard, but now I understand.
Okay, so and Stiegel and Dickerson, from what I hear from my previous employees, those are the two that only know really what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, Bassetti, Jones, and Missy are clueless on really how to run a city. This
okay.
is a big business. This isn't a small business.
Well,
you know they don't listen to their advisors. They don't listen to Kurt Sturman, Hauser, any of these guys that tell them what to do or how to do it. What is their agenda?
Okay. You know, that's a real good point. You know, you've made a real good point, John.
Great to have the other side.
Sure.
Hear the other opinion.
Just, you know, it's...
But we still have to get a bunch.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we as a entity here, whether it's with our business here of the city of Reading, still have to get a grasp of the amount of money that's coming in and going out. And we're all everybody's taking cuts. So
sure.
The question is, and I see what you're saying, and is that at what point do the cuts become so onerous that it's we can't do our jobs or we don't or that we need to start looking someplace else.
Correct. Okay. And that's their attitude is nobody's left here, so why fix it?
No.
So in return, from a friend of mine, told me that they negotiated. The city said, or the union said, we'll take a 0% raise right now because we understand that economical times are hard. People are being laid off. What does the city do? They turn it down.
Because
0% raise. They're 24% below scale, and they offer to take a 0% raise.
Because they want to cut the medical.
Turns them down.
Because they want to cut the medical, right?
They want to cut the medical and the retirement medical.
Yeah.
So in return, the guys say, hey, we'll just do a 0% raise. Let's just leave everything alone, and then we'll come back to the table and try to figure out what's right and what's wrong. When economics start getting better, they turn it down.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot for your phone call, because, you know,
shining your light.
Yeah, well, you explained the other side, especially when it comes to alignment. And you're right, that is a tough and a dangerous job. Okay, we got to take a break here. Thanks, John. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We've got people on the line. As soon as we get back, we will go into our Free Fire Zone. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This is Rapid Fire. We got three people in line. Hey, just real quick, cash for clunkers. The government's not reimbursing the companies that are selling it. We have a friends here that have a company. Government owes them $175,000. They owe millions to the companies that are taking the clunkers in. They're just not reimbursing them yet. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Carl and Linda, I'm sure that when you started your radio program that you wanted to have a voice to express your philosophy and, you know, your frustration, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, the people out there have representatives that are supposed to be taking care of them as far as their needs and problems and whatever. But what's happened is you have now representatives that don't even read legislation and pass it. And you have media that continually barrages the folks out there every day with all the crazy things that are coming down. Why would anyone be surprised when people are given a voice suddenly at a town hall meeting that they get frustrated and angry? I don't understand that.
Well, you know what, Jim, you are absolutely right. This is democracy in action. This is people saying, you know what, enough's enough. You know, I just quickly, people say, well, why is all this happening? Where were they 8 years ago? You know, where was all this anger and frustration? And my answer to that is, well, it was there. That's why the Democrats were now own the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency, because people were frustrated, and now the frustration has grown much more because after voting for this, quote, change, there's no change. People
right.
are being ignored. That's why the anger has reached a flashpoint, because, you know, hey, this was supposed to be transparency. This was supposed to be able to talk, and we're going to read the bills. We're going to wait 5 days before we sign them. It was all bull. It was all
yeah.
And that's why people are mad, and this is why, Jim, we need to go to the town halls. We need to let the representatives just know what we think.
I think that we're in a new era of taxation without representation.
I think that people have no idea where we're going. And every time you look at a new poll, the numbers grow that the country's going in the wrong direction. I think that this health care plan was ill thought of, ill conceived, and not sold by any means. They're backing off, you know, parts of it. You've got the Democratic Party that's that's fighting each other because half of them want to govern, you know, the public pay. The public plan, half don't. I mean, this whole thing has caused consternation, which has manifested itself in town halls.
And it's time to tear down the ivory towers and look us in the eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look us in the eyes.
Look us in the eyes. If you're gonna take us on, come at me friendly. Don't take me from the back. Don't take me from the side. Come at me head on. And let me at least see what's coming.
Yeah,
you're right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Don't have a lot of time, sorry.
Who got the raises?
Oh, the California, the people working for the legislature down in Sacramento.
Well, wasn't it if they didn't pass the budget, they don't get raises?
No, not the assembly. They gave raises to the people that worked for them, their staffers. See.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, see. another little vote thing that we voted on that we really were okay.
Didn't vote on, right? Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to find out. I thought, well, they didn't make budget time, so I was curious, like, how did they manage that one?
Oh well, you know, this is disgusting. You know, I've lost any respect I had. When I read something like this, there it goes. The last thing.
Again, we've run out of time.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right.
You know, I'm sorry, Bruce, we didn't get to you, but you know what?
We're back.
Yeah, we're not going to be here tomorrow or Thursday or Friday. And we have a surprise host coming in. We're going to take off a few days and ride to the high country. But we do have somebody with Elk Killer.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, we've got a break. Hey, you know what? We really appreciate the phone calls today. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to miss you all. We'll be back Monday morning. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?